Right now, alcohol-related driving deaths in Wisconsin dropped by about half between 2006 and 2016. During the same time, fatalities tied to driving under the influence of other drugs more than doubled. It's a problem that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation addressed in a public service announcement.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, drugged driving deaths in Wisconsin have increased nearly 200% over the past 10 years. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills.
With the opioid epidemic and the issue of marijuana legalization gaining traction around the country, the challenge of how to reduce drugged driving is likely to continue. Jim Headland is the principal of Highway Safety North, consulting on behavioral traffic safety research, policy, and management. He led a report on this topic. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
And we heard some of the numbers from Wisconsin. Are we part of a national trend when it comes to drugged driving?
Yes, you are. In fact, you're quite comparable to the rest of the nation. Dead drivers, for whom we have the best data, now have more drug positive than alcohol positive over the last 2 years. That's the first time.
And alcohol is still a problem, I know, but why do we see drugged driving? And that includes a lot of ground, but why do we see drugged driving on the rise?
Probably because drug use overall is on the rise. The two big things are, first of all, marijuana use. As more and more states either legalize marijuana recreationally or legalize it for medicinal use. And the second, of course, is the opioid epidemic, which is a national crisis with opioid overdose deaths skyrocketing. So if you use it, you probably will use and drive.
Do we have enough research on this? You mentioned that, yes, we're testing people after fatalities. Do we have a sense of drugged driving in, say, non-fatal accidents? Do we need more information about what's going on out there?
We absolutely need more information. What we have now is a good general indication that drugged driving has gone up, and there are lots of measures of this. But we don't have precise numbers because most drivers who are in crashes, which are not fatal, or arrested for impaired driving, do not get tested for drugs.
Is law enforcement, for the most part, aware of this problem and taking measures on it?
Absolutely. Law enforcement is very aware, and they are doing their best. It's just harder for drugs than it is for alcohol. Alcohol is alcohol, and everyone pretty much understands it. Law enforcement understands it. The tests for impairment by alcohol are very straightforward. Drugs, there are a whole panoply of drugs, and they affect you in different ways. Some are uppers, some are downers, so the signs and symptoms differ. Law enforcement needs considerably more training to be able to recognize impairment by drugs and then identify what drug is causing the impairment.
Now, does that same problem, you know, alcohol is one thing. When we talk drugged, we're talking a variety of legal and illegal prescription and over-the-counter medications. Does that make it harder for awareness campaigns, given that that's a whole bunch of different stuff?
Absolutely. Simple awareness is you should not drive while you're impaired by anything. Fill in the blank. Drugs certainly can impair, but they need not. Prescription drugs, for example, are prescribed for a very good reason, and you may well be better off taking your prescription drug as prescribed than if you did not. But non-prescription drugs, illegal drugs, those affect your body in ways that can affect your driving, and you should not drive while you're impaired by them.
What is an effective way to get that message out to people to think about prescription and illegal drugs in terms of driving?
Same way that one gets the message out about alcohol, just do it. And Wisconsin has taken the lead in a campaign to warn public about prescription drugs. You can do it for non-prescription drugs, for illegal drugs, in the same way. These drugs affect your body. They can impair your driving skills. You should not be driving after using them.
Talking to Jim Headland with the Highway Safety North, talking about drugged driving. It's on the rise in Wisconsin and around the country, talking about efforts to change that. Let's look at illegal drugs in particular, Jim, and you were involved in a report that really focused on that. What, when it comes to impairment, what illegal drugs have you the most worried?
The two that are most common are marijuana, which is by far and away the most common drug found in drivers, dead drivers, drivers on the road, and opioids, of which there are many. Now, marijuana is interesting because depending on what your state you're in, it's either legal or illegal. In Wisconsin, it's illegal. You go to adjoining states, and it's legal. So in some senses, in states where it's legal, it has the same sort of status as alcohol does. Yes, you can. It's legal to drink alcohol, but it's not legal to drive while you're impaired by alcohol. The same thing can be said for marijuana. It may be legal, it may not be legal, but it's illegal to drive while I'm impaired by it. Opioids are another issue. Now, again, they can be legal if you're taking them for medicinal reasons, or they can be illegal, which off-the-street opioids often are. The same comments apply. It's illegal to drive while you're impaired by them.
Want to bring on a caller now. Owen is with us in Wyawega. Owen, hi.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask the expert this question. Now, marijuana, of course, is illegal in Wisconsin no matter when or where. But say you had marijuana in your system, because I know that it stays in your system 30 days for, like, urinalysis or a blood test. Is that correct?
Yes and no. What stays in your body for a long time are metabolites of marijuana, and those certainly are not impairing. What law enforcement tests for when you do a blood test is THC or delta-9 THC. That's the impairing component, and if you find that in your body, yes, you're impaired.
Owen, thanks for that call. So I think his point is, do certain drugs stay in your system longer? Does testing for them at the site for marijuana, as you just talked about, and other drugs really give us a sense of impairment as opposed to just remnant presence, I guess, in a bloodstream?
It can't tell impairment precisely, and drug presence doesn't necessarily mean impairment. Metabolites certainly are not impairing. For the example of marijuana, THC is impairing, but how much THC impairs by how much, that's far more difficult to figure out than the equivalent thing for alcohol.
Thanks a lot for that call. Do you want to see police be testing more people, not just, again, after fatalities, but testing more people after traffic stops when there is that suspicion of impairment?
Absolutely. What happens all too frequently now is if law enforcement detects impairment and finds that alcohol is causing some of the impairment, they will stop and they will not test for drugs. But there's increasing polyuse, alcohol plus drugs. And until we do tests for drugs, we really don't know the extent of overall drug impairment and the polyuse drug plus alcohol.
Is it a concern that we're going to need a whole big toolkit of different tests? I mean, alcohol is one thing, and do we need the opioid test, the marijuana test, the cocaine test? Is that too much to ask of a police department?
No, we're not going to do that. The really hopeful thing right now is oral fluid tests. You put a little saliva on a swab, you stick it into a machine, 5 minutes later comes back a reading, positive or not, and identifies which family of drugs is causing that, is present in the person. So it's just a single test that will test all sorts of drugs.
Very briefly, Jim, are you optimistic that states are going to be able to tackle this problem?
I am indeed. And the number of states are doing pilot tests on these oral fluid devices right now. So I hope to see good results on those by this time next year, certainly, and maybe even before then.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be there, and thank you for helping spread the word.
That's Jim Headland, principal at Highway Safety North, consulting on traffic safety, policy, and management. He joined us to talk about the problem of drugged driving in Wisconsin and around the country. Drugged driving showing big increases in testing on highways here in the state and, again, throughout the United States.